In Vietnam, 2 weeks of rain have left dozens dead and forced a major evacuation. Rivers in many areas of central Vietnam are overflowing their banks. In the popular tourist destination of Hue, thousands of foreign tourists have been stranded. And that might be a blessing, given the fact that an unknown number of crocodiles are on the loose, washed free from a farm in south central Vietnam by the high water. As NPR's Michael Sullivan reports from Hanoi, the fugitive animals are now being hunted by soldiers, militiamen, and private citizens.
Chan Van Son is a couple crocodiles short. In fact, he may be a couple thousand short, but he's not sure yet. After a flash flood over the weekend at the crocodile farm he manages in Khang Hoa province, about 20 miles from the popular beach town of Nha Trang. Crocodiles are farmed in this part of the world for their skin and their meat, and the Yang Bai farm is one of the largest around, home, Director Chan says, to about 5,000 crocodiles. Or at least it was home until this weekend when the crocs flew the coop. Chan says he's worried that the crocs can survive easily outside the farm, and the provincial authorities share his concern. The Vietnamese army has been drafted into the hunt, as have many locals, volunteer bounty hunters who are being paid a little over $1 a pound for the big crocs they bring in, dead or alive. More than 60 have been caught or killed so far. Farm director Chan says he's worried the crocs will bite. Yes, they're farm-raised, he says, but they're still very aggressive. And some, though not most, are big, more than 500 pounds. Vo Lam Phi is chairman of the provincial authority, the Khang Hoa People's Committee. We've issued a warning to local people along the rivers, urging them to be cautious, he says. No one has been bitten so far, and authorities say they'll keep searching for the missing crocs for the next week to 10 days, though they admit it's possible they may miss a few. One young woman told me today she was rethinking her plans to visit the beach at Nha Trang, just in case some of the crocs have similar plans. Provincial officials, meanwhile, say they plan on relocating the farm to drier and higher ground once the weather improves. Michael Sullivan, NPR News, Hanoi.